Apprentice Alton, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Kevin Woodson, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors, joining me. And Coach, it's been, seems like about a month. I guess that's probably right. It's been about a month since we've seen you last, the last time we talked.
It has. It's been a month. We've had some good Christmas time and family time and a lot of basketball. So it has been a while.
I got an opportunity to, we did the game with you guys against Millington. And I had to say, I told the guy that was working with me, and I said, you know, Brian was off and had some surgery, but I told him, I said, that was probably one of the better games that I had seen them play in terms of moving the basketball. They did some really good things against Millington in that State Farm Classic.
They did. That was one of our better games. You know, honestly, I can't remember any details about it, just other than we won, but I know it was a tough matchup for us, and I was proud of our kids, and it was always good to go into the Christmas break with that win. And I knew Millington had a good team. Unfortunately for Millington, one of their best players wasn't there. His father was killed in a car accident earlier that week, so he was at home. They had a funeral, so obviously our thoughts and prayers went out to that family there. So that was a tough trip for them. I appreciate them coming up, but at the same time, it was still a good win for our team.
And that was the game. I think Steve Wilson hit about four or five three-pointers, and I just was more impressed with the ball movement. And you know, I guess as a coach, when you sit there and they do the things that they're supposed to do, it makes you feel good. I mean, the things you've worked on in practice, it looks like they were doing that in that particular game anyway.
Yeah, and you know, we've still got a long way to go. We're still improving. You know, we got a really young team, a lot of inexperience, and you know, our guys are growing and getting better each time. And you know, I'm pleased with their growth. You know, sometimes our growth isn't quick enough. You know, when we're playing some better teams, but at the same time, they come to work hard every day, and they're improving, and that's all you can ask as a coach.
Well, you've played some pretty wicked opponents in the last couple of weeks, and I know Laverne's got a very good ball club, and then Siegel last night. But I really feel like when I talk to you that you really like this bunch that you have. I mean, that they're really hard workers, and that they are going to get better.
They are, and we're getting better. You know, sometimes you can't tell it when you look at the score of a game, but you know, we're with the inexperience, one of the things you got to learn is just how to compete, and I think we're learning that, and we took a step forward in that last night. You know, you look at the score, you think, well, how in the world did you do that? But you know, there were some little things that we learned last night, and I you know, there was one thing my son in particular learned, and you know, and I'm glad he got that, and we talked about a couple things before the game and after the game about that. And you know, and we took, even though the score was bad last night, we took a step forward. I think we learned something about competition, and that's what we got to do. And I'm excited to get back on the practice floor Monday and play again Tuesday.
You have an interesting group in terms of ages. You've got some freshmen, you've got a lot of sophomores, you've got some seniors, and they go, well, they've got seniors on their squad, but they're seniors that haven't played quite as much as maybe some other seniors have. I mean, Logan Thigpen, for instance, what an improvement I think he's made in terms of overall things that he's doing around the basket, and maybe we didn't see that last year.
Right, and Logan's improved a lot, and you know, he's really gotten stronger, and you know, he's still not as strong as he needs to be, but he's gotten a lot stronger. And you know, when I came 3 years ago, when he was a sophomore, you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think he'd ever get to play. I didn't know if he would make it that far, but he's really shown a lot of improvement. He's really worked hard. You know, he has a lot of heart, and that's sort of the essence of this team. They have a lot of heart. You know, they're not the most talented group I've ever coached, but you know, like I said, they bring it every day, and they're getting better, and you know, that's all you can ask.
this district is not one to have a learning curve with. I mean, it's pretty tough. You've got Blackman, and then of course Siegel, and then that Laverne squad's very good, and you played pretty well against them. But that's a pretty tough little squad as well.
Well, I'll disagree on that. I didn't think we were never in the game against Laverne. They came and jumped out on us, and just that was one of the things I talk about, learning how to compete. And that was one game I don't think we understood how hard we were going to have to compete to play with Laverne. They jumped on us early. You know, we made some runs. One of the things we've got to do as a team is you know, we compete at a high level in spurts. We've got to get where we sustain that, you know, because the game is 32 minutes. And like you said, the teams in our district are too good where you can't play good for 3 or 4 minutes and then have 3 or 4 bad minutes, because in those 3 or 4 bad minutes, those good teams take advantage of that, and then you dig yourself a hole, and the teams are so good, it's hard to get out of that hole.
I saw such an example of that in the game we were doing last night with the girls' teams and stuff, but that's really true. It's consistency, isn't it? I mean, really bringing your A game and keeping that same consistency throughout the game. That's the things you guys had at Blackman, you had at Oakland. It was always consistent, and were able to withstand their runs.
Right, and you know, the teams in our district, you know, a lot of the teams are experienced. I know Laverne and Blackman both are got the experienced players. You know, Siegel's players all played last year. They understand what it takes to play the full game and keep that high intensity for 32 minutes, because that's what it takes if you're going to compete at the highest level. And that's one thing I'm trying to get our kids to understand. And like I said, I thought we took a step forward last night in that.
Well, you've got Tomas Gray, who has seemed to have been making the adjustment. He's been playing some point. I know that's probably, you would almost, I think, probably would like to see him playing another position where he could maybe shoot a little bit more. But he does have that penetration type ability to, and then to pass off and that kind of thing, and that you don't see that in everybody.
No, and like I said, Tomas is playing out of position. He's much more suited for the off guard spot, and you know, unfortunately last night we didn't have him. He's had a little ankle injury, so he was on crutches last night. Hopefully we get him back on Monday. You know, that's what he told me. The doctor said he could come back Monday, so hopefully we'll get him back in practice and get him back on the floor Tuesday, because we missed him last night.
Well, I know you did that last night. He's such a cog for you. And Lyons got some experience, getting some needed experience. I know that's for a freshman. That's really important.
Yeah, Lyons has also gone through a little bit of injury, so he hasn't dressed with us the last couple of games. And we're probably just going to let him finish out the year with the freshman team. We don't want to overwork him, and you know, just keep him with them and see how it goes, because they had a freshman game the other night. He didn't get to play in that. So we're fighting little injuries right now.
Yeah, it seems like you're a little hobbled, and since we haven't seen you since, you know, forever, we've got to take advantage and find out all this information from you. You've got a team that is really similar in terms of you've got Smyrna next week on Tuesday. That's a team that is a little bit similar to you guys in terms of they're young, they're talented, but they're young. They seem to play in spurts as well. I talked to Lonnie last time we talked, and he was saying, got to finish things and that kind of thing. And so you're going to be facing kind of almost like looking in the mirror a little bit with the Smyrna coming up Tuesday.
Yeah, and I think that's what you see with young players. I've always said I think the hardest thing to get young players to understand is your definition of playing hard. You know, they think they're playing hard when they're really not. And you've got to get them to understand that I need you to play at my definition of playing hard, because my definition of hard and your definition of hard are two different things. And I think that's one of the hardest things to teach a young kid, and just the competition level. And when you're, you know, we're playing a lot of sophomores and some juniors that don't have much experience. You know, when they play against those guys, juniors and seniors who have been playing, who have been through the wars, you know, there's something to that for that experience. And I told our guys, you know, you're getting that experience right now. You know, when I first came to Riverdale, my group of seniors pretty much had played as freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. They had been through the wars. They had an understanding. And, you know, because of that, you know, we had a pretty good year, went pretty deep in the tournament. You know, this group has got to learn that and learn how hard it is. And like you said, we go back to the consistency, maintaining and sustaining that high level of competition for the whole 32 minutes of the game.
I want to talk a little bit about Brad, just for observations. And I know you don't like to talk about your son, but I'm gonna force it on you. But I've seen a big difference in his game in terms of decision making from last year as a freshman to this year. Now, granted, I haven't seen a small sample, and it may have been disastrous last night, but I'm just saying, from what I've seen, his decision-making and what he's doing, taking the shot at the right time, those kind of things seem to be improving with him as well.
Well, we put Brad in position. You know, he takes the ball out for us, and, you know, as far as decision-making goes, I have a lot of trust in him. You know, he takes the ball out for us all the time, and I trust him more on that than I do anyone else on our team. So we put him in a position to, you know, for those kind of things. He doesn't take too many bad shots. You know, my coaches tell me he needs to shoot a little bit more, but at the same time, he's shot a little bit more, but at the same time, he's also our best feeder to the post. He leads our team in assists. So I like that. I like that attitude about him, and he has improved. And I expect to see a whole lot more improvement between this year and next year, also, because usually between sophomore and junior year, that's when you see the most improvement.
You know, that's an interesting point. It really does seem to be that turning point from sophomore to junior, and you've got your Blackman teams that are juniors and seniors mostly. That's senior laden, and you've got them, I think, this week too, and. They had learning, but they went through learning curves too. If you go back and look at them as freshmen and sophomore, they had learning curves, and that's the same thing you're trying to achieve here.
Right. You know, you look at 2 years ago, like when it was my first year at Riverdale, and I had that senior group, and you know, we have finished ahead of Blackman, and a lot of those kids were young kids then, and then you know they improved. You know, the next year they came along and they were the best team in the league last year, and I think they're the best team in the league again this year. You know, they're just, you know, they've got good players all the way around. They're good inside. They've got great guards. You know, their point guard is phenomenal. You know, not only can he score, but I'm sure he leads them in assist. And, you know, he's got somebody watching him play just about every night, and he's being recruited. And, you know, it's just he's a good player. And, for us to compete, we're really going to have to bring our A game. And like I said, we're going to have to sustain it for 32 minutes.
And something that young kids don't have a lot that they have is poise. I mean, they don't get flustered. Somebody makes a run, they answer every run just about. You have to really just play consistency. That's
right.
That's the word today.
And that comes along with the experience. And, you know, knowing, understanding that teams are going to make runs, that's just part of the game. And, you know, you can't get too high when you make a run. You can't get too low when the other team makes a run. You sort of got to maintain a constant level and just compete at that high level throughout the game.
Well, I've said many times this year on the air, I like your bunch. I like your bunch, and I think they're very coachable. I think they're a team that's looking and listening to their coach, and I can see that in their play, even in games where they don't shoot well or that. They're just a good bunch of kids, it seems to me. So, I mean, I don't know what makes me say that. I just have a feel when I see them out on the floor.
Well, they are, and I've told them that. And, you know, one thing I've told them, you know, talking about competition, I said, guys, you're a great group of guys. But even on the floor, you're too nice. I said, you know, when you compete, I'm not telling you to go out there and knock somebody's block off, but I'm telling you to compete. And that's not being mean, because y'all are not mean by nature. But you got to learn how to compete. And I can remember how I shared with them. I was coaching one of Brad's baseball teams 1 year, and it was the same type thing. They, you know, they were too nice. They'd try to go back into third base. Well, they didn't want to bump into the third baseman.
Right.
They'd get tagged out going back to the base, you know. So we worked on going back to the base hard, and if he bumped them a little bit, it's okay. You're not being mean. You're just competing, trying to win. And, again, that's just part of the learning curve that we're trying to get.
Well, Coach, good luck to you next week. You've got two road games, Smyrna and then at Blackman, and not going to be an easy road, but good luck to you and continued success. And, again, I just really feel Riverdale is going to be there in the end this year. I just really do believe that.
Well, that's what we're working toward, you know, try to put ourselves in the best position to succeed and get to the region tournament. And if we could do that, that'd be a great accomplishment for this team.
All right. Coach Kevin Woodson of the Riverdale Warriors joining us this morning, and we appreciate him coming. Two games on the road next week, Smyrna and Blackman, and then I think they're traveling right to Lawrence County. Are you going to Lawrence County? Are you going down there?
Unfortunately, we're going to Lawrence County.
Does anybody still go to Lawrence County? You're still going. Okay.
We do.
Well, that brings back long-time memories back in the old days, Lawrence County. And then they've got a big game at Oakland. I think that's at home, right? Yeah, at home. Yeah, so on the 25th.
Game will be at home.
All right. Good luck to you, Coach. Kevin Woodson, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. That's going to do it for this segment. We'll be back, and Brian Barrett's going to talk to – who is he going to talk to? Smyrna, I think. I think Chad Caldwell's here as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.